은혜 받을 말씀을 보시겠습니다. 요한 1서 1장 5절입니다. 요한 1서 1장 5절입니다. 제가 봉독하겠습니다. 우리가 저에게 듣고 너에게 전하는 소식이 이것이니 곧 하나님은 빛이시라 그에게는 어둠이 조금도 없으시니라. 아멘. 제목은 온전한 선입니다. 큰 은혜 받으시기 바랍니다.
여러분, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the members of 9,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, the local centuries members, and those who are attending this service through satellites and internet all over the world, GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. This is the district, group, and cell leaders' devotional service. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father who has blessed us to have this devotional service.
감사와 영광을 돌립니다.
마음과 I also give thanks to all the devotees who have prepared for this service with all heart, mind, and soul. Dear devotees, you are the workers who are in charge of the most important part of the church. You are like soldiers who are fighting at the front line of the battle. Though they are invisible to the physical eyes, there are always fierce battles going on in the spiritual realm. It is a battle where the spirits that belong to God fight against the devil's spirits, evil spirits, to save even one more soul and to prevent children from being tempted. If you read the Old and New Testament, many scenes of battles are well described in the Bible, in Daniel's and other books. You should save even just one more soul in your given area, and you should never lose the soul that you let to be saved. In this way, you should constantly enlarge your given area. The cell must grow to become a group, and the group to a district to enlarge the kingdom of God. If you fulfill your duties well, you will enjoy the glory in heaven that cannot be compared with any glory of this world. You, who have received such precious duties, should also take hold of New Jerusalem by force. In order to do this, I urge you to keep this message deep in your heart. You shouldn't just receive grace, but engrave it deeply in your heart as well, so that it can be completely yours. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may be able to possess the eternal glory of heaven. Dear devotees, 1 Corinthians 4 verse 20 says, "For the kingdom of God does not consist in words but in power." Your duty is not a worldly duty, but a spiritual duty to accomplish the kingdom of God. And to fulfill this spiritual duty, you must have spiritual power. You'll receive spiritual power and authority and extend the kingdom of God greatly to the extent that you cast away evil from your heart and cultivate the kind of heart that is after God's own heart. Our Lord could manifest such great power and authority because he didn't have any sin, neither self-committed sin nor original sin. So he could manifest such great power of God. But after even he was crucified on the cross, he could break the authority of the death. That's why the title of this message is Perfect Goodness. People who truly long for goodness will be happy just hearing the word goodness. They will be touched and become happy through those people who give out the aroma of goodness. And if they see a good deed of goodness, they shed tears. God is goodness itself, and He becomes very happy when He finds good children. Even though they are in solitary places, if they are people who give out aroma of goodness, God's heart will also force towards those places. Even in a very big crowd, if somebody is speaking words of goodness and showing deeds of goodness, God's eyes will be focused on that person. Now, let's think about ourselves. You've learned the deep levels of goodness in this church where the gospel of holiness is preached day and night. You learned many times that you have to break your self-righteousness and frameworks. But we cannot say that we have cultivated those words in heart just by hearing and knowing them. We have to cultivate what we heard in our heart. And we have to cultivate perfect goodness, having no forms of evil whatsoever. Many members of this church try so hard to cultivate the perfect goodness by fasting, by vowed prayers. Now, you are so happy after that. You have true peace in your mind. To the extent you got rid of sin and evil, you have received true peace from heaven. And you are happy, you're joyful, and you are thankful. Especially as leaders and workers, you have to have more fullness of spirit and increasingly greater grace of the first love. Your longing for New Jerusalem and holiness must become more and more earnest. So, you must have burning passion in you for the kingdom of God. You should cover for each other's fault, be patient with them. You should take the responsibility for each other, even though it's not directly your own fault. You should seek the benefit of others in all things. Even though you face the misunderstanding of others or receive unfair treatment, we should not complain to people, but only rely on the righteousness of God. The worldly people try to depend on people or try to solve it by law. But we should be able to depend on righteous God who is Almighty, because Father God is searching for everything with His fiery eyes. If you truly did deeds of goodness, then Father God will remember it and repay you back. Even though we face hardships without a cause, we should not lose heart or be faithful even more. You know all these things very well. Then, when you are persecuted for the sake of the Lord's name, it is written in Matthew chapter 5. Can you confidently say that you are doing all these things? You should be able to say so. But some people slow down or even backslide in their spiritual growth as they become leaders. They should bear more of perfect fruit as they become leaders, but they don't. When they hear about goodness, they also think that goodness is so fragrant and beautiful. They also want to cultivate a good heart, but in real life, they soon forget about their determination. You have uncomfortable feelings when you have different opinions among different district leaders, between district and cell leaders, between group and cell leaders, or between group and district leaders. Also, because you are leaders, you should be more perfect in all aspects. But you walk away from the right way, thinking it's okay because you are a leader. You create a framework with the truth that you learned and pass condemnation on others or hurt their feelings. So through this message, not only the devotees, but all other members should check your hearts once again. First, male district leaders should check how much the measure of faith is that you actually have. You are the ones who are supposed to have the greatest measure of faith among all male members. You should be able to confidently say that you love God more than anything else. 2 John verse 6 of chapter 1 says, and this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. Through the 66 books of the Bible, Father God told us to walk in His Word. Just having it knowledge is not enough. Once we know it, we have to cultivate it into a spirit in our heart and practice it. As said, you should walk in the truth and be at least in the third level of faith or higher. What is your actual level of faith? When you discuss something for the kingdom of God, isn't your voice raised? Or do you have heard, do you have hard feelings? Some people show their anger, do not even realize they did it. They just think, I didn't quarrel. He was insisting on some nonsense and I was spoke to the truth. Or they think, I had righteous indignation not to cause damage to the kingdom of God. Some people mention a Bible verse saying that, you know, our Lord also burst into anger. Come on. How can you compare yourself with our Lord? Our Lord was so gentle. He couldn't even break the bruised reef. People couldn't hear His footsteps either. Now, He was angry. For what reason? How can you show your anger with His anger? People were defiling the holy temple of God. Our Lord saw it and turned the tables upside down and burst into anger. When people disgraced our Father God and defiled the holy temple of God, because He was disgracing our Father God, so He couldn't be patient. Now, even people were speaking ill of our Lord. He didn't get angry for that. Or, if some others' feelings are hurt because of your words, what do you think about it? Do you repent of it, thinking, I was impatient. I didn't try to understand his standpoint. Or they think, I taught only with the truth, and it's his fault if he cannot accept it. If it is the case, you should realize your self-righteousness and frameworks are so strong. Many of you will say you love God first, and you will obey every word of the shepherd. Of course, if you are district leaders, you will say so. Of course, you try to fulfill many duties diligently because of your love. But if your compassion is from the depths of your heart, you should long for holiness more than anything. Our Lord is looking for sanctified children, servants of God. And I myself do too. I'm looking for a sanctified people, and they should be the workers. Then the true peace can be inside the church. Since they hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, they don't make mistakes. But those people of flesh are given duties and become leaders, many troubles occur, because they do things that is not in accordance with the will of God. because they don't do the things of goodness. So whenever I see them, I feel sorry. You should check what your actual level of faith is, whether your heart is really full of God's kingdom and the souls, whether you have burning passion to become strength of the shepherd, or whether you still have love for the world and desire for money or fame. You should check this stuff. I hope you'll cast away all forms of evil so that your confession of love for God can be acknowledged as a true confession. Next, women district leaders should check what kind of aroma of heart you have. All the women leaders, okay? Amen? Was it for women district leaders? Of course, that's for men district leaders, okay? Now it's time for women district leaders, okay? You have been longing for the truth in New Jerusalem, and you have tried hard. You also fasted, prayed, and worked faithfully. But what do other people really think of you? Do they say, I'm touched and happy when I see her? I long for spirit and for New Jerusalem more than more whenever I see her. Also, all the cell leaders, sub-district leaders, should be able to become happy when they see you. Now, are you such district leader? When your members see you, do they feel happy as if they are, you know, playing with their mother? I don't think you're confident. All the leaders, district leaders, are you happy or not whenever you see me? You are happy. And you try to have a meeting with me, right? All the leaders. And the same should be applied to your members too. Your members should love you, and whenever it's possible, they try to have a meeting with you. You should become such district leaders. Also, when God sees you, is He really pleased with you, saying, you are a beautiful daughter who has a truly gentle heart? Can you confidently speak the kind of language that you usually speak before God as well? Some people pass judgment and condemnation with their evil when talking about others, but they just think they have discernment. Because they know the truth, they cover their words as if they were the truth. But in fact, those words are the words of untruth. It's the same when you have to point out something or give advice. Even though you express yourself softly and gently, it will still hurt others' feelings if you do it from within your self-righteousness. It's like hiding a sharp needle inside a piece of cotton. If you have a stubborn heart and think that you are right and others have to follow your way, then you have to demolish this thought as well. If you think, I've been a believer for a long period of time and accumulated prayer more than anybody, so they have to follow my words, then you have to cast away this thought too. What about they don't follow you? When they don't follow you well, you come to have ill feelings inside your heart. You may say, they don't follow the order. How can they ignore me and report it to a cell leader? underneath me. You should be able to embrace such members as well. Even if they break the order and show no respect to you, you should be able to respect them and embrace them. If they didn't know, you have to teach them, you have to advise them, and sometimes you have to admonish them if they did it, even though they knew it. But you don't need to make them stumble, right? You have to let God work on them. You have to deal with them and pray for them with love. If you deal with them with evil heart and have a heart of jealousy, you should not do such things. You have to give prayer of love to God. Father God, please let them become a very good substitute leaders and cell leaders to you. All the leaders, can you do that? All these self-righteousness and frameworks are derived from your evil. We can give peace and comfort to others only when we have none of the things that I've mentioned. Luke 6 verse 45 says, "The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart." So if you have good heart, good words come out and good deeds come out. But if your heart is evil, you will speak evil words and you will do evil things without your knowledge. I hope you will fill your heart with only goodness. I also hope each word of yours will be a confession of goodness which God can accept. Now, the Lunar New Year's Day passed, and you should make your whole family evangelized. But it can be achieved when you have a heart of goodness. Your parents, your husband, and your parents-in-law, when you have such a heart of goodness, they will open their hearts to you. But if you speak the words that are not in goodness, then they will close their hearts and they will not listen to you. But when you speak the words of goodness, then they will listen to you and the peace will come to your family and the enemy devil and Satan will leave. So, better faith, the better your faith is, the more chances you will have to evangelize your family. In district leaders, 97% of the family have been evangelized successfully. But 3%, their children all evangelized except 3% of their husbands. But they do not disturb your work even if they are not evangelized. But you should be able to evangelize the rest 3%, okay? Next, the group leaders should think about whether you are really doing everything with the heart of the Lord and the heart of the shepherd. All the group leaders or sub-district leaders, please say Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Next devotional service, please have one more bowl of noodles, okay? I think you're hungry. Your voice is so weak. Many of you are very faithful, visiting many members, preaching the gospel, distributing church loose letters, helping the needy, and so on. Many of you do such things, but I would like you to check once again as to what kind of attitude you had when you did all those things. Can you confidently say that you put God's kingdom before everything else? Have you ever considered your family or your position and fame more precious than God's kingdom? You may work very hard for the kingdom of God, but if you want to be recognized and you just try to do what you want to do, then you will have conflicts with others. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31 says, I affirm, brethren, by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. I die daily. He said he died daily. He was boasting himself for this fact. He was dying daily. I read it again. I affirm, brethren, by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If you die daily, what would be left? Yourself will disappear. Your self-righteousness, your arrogance, your pride, your frameworks, they are all dead. Now, what is left? What is left? What is left in you? Only Christ. Only Christ. Only the truth. In other words, you become a man of spirit. In this spirit is contained love, virtue, and gentleness of our God the Father. Apostle Paul died every day to have a heart of God the Father like this. When there was nothing to die in his heart, he became the one for whom a crown of righteousness was prepared in heaven. Apostle Paul never thought he did anything well, even after giving his whole life to God. He just thought, the Lord saved me who was the foremost of all sinners. And how can I pay back this grace? A couple of weeks ago, Father God said, you have been to many countries and manifested power, but you've never said you are satisfied. You are sorry before me. You have lived your life like this. In 2002, you have a peace of mind only in 2002 India Crusade. That's my confession. And that's the confession that people around me heard. Even hundreds of thousands of people gathered. I've never been satisfied. Okay, I did this much. I was always sorry before God for not achieving greater. Of course, I did everything with my best, so I don't regret. But I always think I would have been able to do greater if there were 500,000 people. I think I could have gathered 1 million people. That is my heart. I've never praised myself except India Crusade. Of course, the multicultural festival in Israel, I was kind of pretty much satisfied because in a country where the preaching of the gospel is prohibited, under the authorization of the government, we held the Israel Multicultural Festival and proclaimed that our Lord is our Savior. And I thought that they would like that. I thought they would banish me. But the Minister of Foreign Affairs came to me and said, "I am always welcome whenever I come back." After I heard it, I was able to give thanks to God. And he just visited yesterday, and he said, "Mami members can always come to Israel and they are always welcome." Of course, a couple of weeks ago, my picture was issued in by far the biggest newspaper in Israel. In a country where preaching the gospel is prohibited, I was able to manifest, great power of God while preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And after that, I was a little bit satisfied, but I couldn't boast in the Lord before Father God. I hope you will have the same kind of attitude. You should not say you tried your best to act in goodness and faithfulness. You should have the attitude of the unworthy servant, saying, "After giving everything you have, it's not me, but the grace of the Lord." This way, I hope God will also be able to praise you, saying, "You are truly my sons and daughters who are good." Well, you can do anything only when God the Father assists you. How can I lead you to New Jerusalem? How can I heal you? How can I make you rich? How can I give you blessing? It's all by grace of God. When Father God is with you, when Father God works, then all things can be possible. So, what is the thing that I can boast of? This way, I hope God will also be able to praise you, saying, "You are truly my sons and daughters and district leaders and cell leaders who are good." Of course, you've been longing for goodness and you have tried to act in goodness. But the goodness that God tells us to cultivate is different from the goodness that men think of in their limitations. Matthew 18, verse 21 says, "Then Peter came in and said to him, 'Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?'" How many times do you forgive others? Someone sinned against you. How many times can you forgive? Five? Six? Seven? If somebody repeatedly makes the same kind of mistakes regarding you, how many times can you forgive him? Usually, we can say you are patient if you bear with him three times. Then you may even very confidently rebuke that person, saying, "I've been patient with you again and again, and how can you do this to me?" Thinking about this, when Peter said seven times, he was being very generous. "I am this generous. I have such great heart. I am like this." But Jesus said, not just seven times, but 70 times seven. To be patient this many times, we will not even be able to count how many times. It actually means we have to forgive unconditionally. You forgive someone again and again and again 490 times.
무조건 용서하라는 말씀이죠.
You do not.
무조건 용서하라. 그런 사랑.
I mean,
우리 지역장님들.
If you have such
거장님들,
love,
지역장님들,
all the leaders here, do you have such love?
우리 집에 교육자들, 우리 주일도,
all the pastors 장, in brain churches,
거장님도,
and elders and senior deaconesses, do you have
그런 사랑이 있습니까, 과연? 일곱 번씩이나 용서했다면 사람의 기준으로는 선하다 할 수 있지만 하나님의 기준으로는
If you can forgive seven times, we may say you are good with the standard of man, but it's not really goodness with the standard of God. If you just suppress your hard feelings, it means you still have them, even though you are patient scores of times. We should not just suppress these hard feelings, but we must not have any kind of ill feelings at all. When you don't have such ill feelings, you can forgive others 70 times 7. Without it, if you just suppress it, it will burst out in the end. And it will become a great explosion. Right? I mean, it can be witnessed in many families. Usually, husbands become patient many times over the act of his wife and children. Now, he reaches a certain point that he cannot be patient anymore. Once he bursts into anger, then everybody gets scared in his family. He forgives, and understands again and again. The one day, he bursts into anger. Well, this is not the way Father God tells you to be patient. You should have no ill feelings and bad feelings at all in your heart. You should have never an evil feeling in your heart. Then you can be patient without a limit. You can have a heart as soft as cotton. If your heart is as strong as iron, then it will make noise when something hits you. But if you are all the district leaders and sub-district leaders and cell leaders, if you have such a heart, then your sub-district, district, and cells will revive greatly. It's the same in everything else. You have to earnestly long for goodness as much as you love God. And you should not stop anywhere in the midway thinking, oh, this much is enough. You have to have perfect goodness so that God can acknowledge you. If the other person does not change, even though you are patient with him, you should not just forsake him, but wait for him to change with more patience, with love. If the other person always wants to receive even though you serve him all the time, you should still keep on serving him. First Corinthians 13 verse 7 says, Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. I urge you to have this kind of attitude when you interact with any kind of person, pastors, other leaders, or flock entrusted to you. I hope you will always think of other people's standpoint and serve them with consideration. Next, the cell leaders have to think about what the most important thing is, what your priority is in your life. Now all the cell leaders, repeat after me. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 31 says, Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. So whatever you do every day should be these for the glory of God. You have to check whether you live to give glory to you or to your children or to God the Father. You have to discern it. You should always put God first in your heart. Father God tells us to love God more than anything else. That is the word of God. In doing everything, you should consider the kingdom of God, the Lord and the shepherd and the flock first. You should always choose what is better according to the truth. Even if you think you're right, if it is against the truth, you should follow the truth. Even if you think your opinion is right, if it is against the truth, then you should get rid of such thought. In lower levels in faith, people have the struggle between the desires of flesh and desires of spirit. For instance, when two boxers have similar skills, they will exchange punches with each other in a fierce fight. Likewise, if you have similar amount of the heart of flesh and the heart of spirit, you will feel that things are very difficult in your spiritual battle. Since you don't know the truth, there will be no conflict in your heart. You don't even realize what you do is a sin. But once you receive grace and learn the word of God, since you can discern whether it is a sin or not, when the Bible says, do not do the things of adultery, you should not even have a thought of adultery. The Bible tells us to do these things, not to do these things, get rid of these things, and keep these things. When you learn all this stuff, your life will be difficult. But there are people who don't take their life difficult. Because I myself have never taken my Christian life as, hard and difficult. Why is that? When you cast off evil feelings, whenever you have it in your heart, it'll be good if you get rid of it right away. But if you don't get rid of it, even if you try to get rid of it, let's say 50% desires of the flesh and desires of the spirit, 50% each. Because, you guys have to decide whether you should follow the desires of the spirit or the desire of the flesh. So this is the most difficult time in your Christian life, at this level. Also, when your heart is divided this way, you cannot overcome financial trials or other trials quickly. But if one boxer is much better than his opponent, the match will be over very soon. Nowadays, there is Winter Olympic Games are going on right now. If you watch news, you can see many things were not good for Winter Olympics. There was no snow, and the weather was mild, not cold. The temperature went up to 6 degrees Celsius.
저 뉴스 참 보면 우리나라 나온다고 할 때에는 좀 마음이 새겼다가 이제 그 시간 이렇게 보게 되는데.
So when I saw those games, many people are making mistakes because so many things were not prepared well. But what about the athletes there? Mr. 태범 모?
태범 맞아? 예? 뭐 태범? 뭐 태범 500m 스피드
In 500m speed skating competition.
어떻게 실력이 있으니까 힘 안 들고 쫙쫙 뽑아서 뽑아 나가.
He was very fast, wasn't he? Then what about the girl? I had a very interesting thing happened. 이상화, the 500m sprinter.
저는 이상화가 누군지.
I didn't know her.
전혀 뭐 모르죠.
I know nothing about her.
그런데 이상화가 금메달.
But on the day she won the gold, she won gold medal. Before she won the medal, I had a very short nap in early morning, and in my dream I went to Vancouver, and Link. And beside me, there was Pastor Soo-jin Lee and my wife, and there were others too, but I cannot remember who were they. We were watching the game, and Sang-hwa Lee was running on a link. And then I woke up, and I was wondering why Father God showed me this picture. 상화 리, 상화 리. And then I turned on TV in the morning. Why Father God is showing me the Winter Olympics? And soon, I found that she won the gold medal. So Father God showed me in my dream first. And, you know, I could see how she won the gold medal. If you have skills, by far better skills, then it's not become a match. If you have very strong spiritual power, then you will live a very easy Christian life because you'll be able to conquer and control the spiritual realm. Let's say there is a gold. Fleshly desires in your heart try to make you keep it and sell it. But the heart of goodness will tell you that's not yours. You should give it back to the owner. When these two hearts have the same equal power, then they struggle. You will struggle. But if the desire of the spirit is stronger, then there will be no battle. You will not have such an evil idea in your heart. So, the bigger your desires of the spirit is in your heart, the easier your life will be. If you get rid of the fleshly heart completely, then you don't even hesitate. You just follow the desires of the Spirit because you will have the heart of the Lord. 100% you will follow the desires of the Holy Spirit. So you will not struggle. So, you should lead a very easy Christian life, right? In our Christian life too, if you have much greater heart of truth, the spiritual battle will not feel so difficult. So if you think your life is difficult, ask yourself whether you have a longing heart for the world. You have to cut it off and follow the truth. Then nothing will be difficult. And spend more time in doing the spiritual things like praying, fasting, and studying, then you'll be able to focus without idle thoughts. A couple of months later, you will see your grade has been improved. All the students are doing such jobs. So many students receive scholarships, and they are greatly rewarded in their schools, and they become great leaders in their respective schools. I hope you will always choose the truth in all things so that you will easily win the victory in spiritual battles. If you keep on acting in the truth all the time and consider the souls of the kingdom of God most precious, you will always receive blessings of God. In this year of harvest, all the leaders, please do like this, that not only you, but your members also receive blessings. I have explained how to receive blessings. And you should teach your members how to receive blessings. And it is all written in the Bible. You should teach them what they are doing and whether it is in accordance with the way of receiving blessing. You have to teach them well so that they can avoid disasters, diseases, but receive blessings. Father God should be with you and lead you so that you can have your spirit and soul prosper. You have to teach others too. All the leaders should become like this first. Then your members can learn from you. If I tell you, you can receive blessings in this way without myself receive blessing, do you think you can trust me? Let's say, I am sick all the time, but I say, you will be healthy if you live by the word of God, then you will laugh at me. You will not even call me, you know, a pastor. You will say, hey, you be healthy first. All leaders should become the role models before your members. Then your role members will learn from you. All the servants of God and leaders of this church should be the same. The family of the sub-district leaders. If I remember correctly, 95% of the family members are evangelized. For the cell members, 92% of their family have been evangelized. Cell leaders, you should be able to evangelize all your family completely in 2010. So that average 98% of your family should be evangelized. Then you can manage your duty well. Even if you visit your members late, then your husband should say, oh, my wife, you did great job. Welcome back. But if your family is not evangelized, then your husband will not treat you good when you don't serve your husband well. You will be rather persecuted when you don't serve your husband well. But if your husband is evangelized, he will recognize your hard work and they will even praise you. Well, you did a good job. Don't worry about, you know, house chore. I did everything. You should have such a great family. But still, you have to be able to serve your husband all the more. And you should become a great wife to your husband, right? Dear devotees, God does not forget any of your efforts or toils that you gave to God for His kingdom. But all that faithfulness can bear greater rewards and give God great glory only when you cultivate perfect goodness. I urge you to keep today's message in your hearts and become spiritual workers. You should not just stick to what you think is good, but you should cultivate perfect goodness, which God desires of you. I challenge you to try to speak and think with the viewpoint of God and accept and harbor the souls. The higher your position becomes, the more you have to be humble and serve others. You must never break peace. Elder Honggi Park. She always greets others with humble heart. I hope he will follow the proper courtesy of give proper greetings to others. Because he is full of grace of God, he bent in a 90 degree to others? Does he greet to everybody? No. The president of Leaders Association, he always greets with bowing. Well, I'm thankful because leaders, presidents, you know, bow down better. The vice president is the same, right? You must never break peace. You should speak the words that are only gracious and edifying. You should have the discernment and self-control not to speak any words that you shouldn't speak. If you can achieve all these attributes, revival will be very easy. You'll be able to give rest to the souls entrusted to you and lead them to heaven. So God will send more and more souls to you. May you fulfill your duties with perfect goodness to be recognized as great in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. All the cell leaders, I would like to ask you, your cell members, do you remember how many spoons and chopsticks they have? Do you know how many do they have them? Oh, there are. I asked you to raise your hand. All the cell leaders. I cannot ask the sub-district and district leaders, but cell leaders should be able to count even the number of their spoons and chopsticks.
Amen?
Amen? What does it mean? If you have 10 or 20 families in your cell, if you serve them right, visiting well, then you should correctly understand what's happening in their families. Your cell leader should have the heart of mother and take care of your cell members. And you should care for their family members as well. And you should check whether they are managing good Christian life, whether they quit coming to church. You should check it. Then you can pray for them. You should have such love and passion for them. Without it, how can you manage your duty? You should be able to check even the smallest things of your cell members. That's why I asked you whether you count the number of the spoons and chopsticks. I'm not telling you to go to, you know, their kitchen and count the number of the spoons and chopsticks, okay? I'm not saying that. You should correctly understand their status, whether they are poor, whether they are in debt. If they are in debt, you should understand why. And you have to pray so that they can solve it. When I have a meeting with the members who are around me, I always ask them how they are managing their life, whether they rent their house, or they own their house, or how much is the rent, whether they are in debt. I always check such things first. Then I can pray for them when they are in great debt, when they need help, and I can give help to them. What about the sub-district leaders? They should do the same thing. What about district leaders? Of course, right? Then you can manage the 9 cells in your district. You should have broader mind. If you have a narrow-minded as a district leader, with your great love and passion, you should be able to manage your cell members. Then your cell will change, and you will become a great cell leader. I hope that you will have such broad mind with great virtue and goodness in your district and cells. All the male district leaders, can you do it? Can you? And if you have a patient in your cell, you should try everything so that the member can be healed. Why is it so difficult?
Why is it so difficult?
You should be able to do all these things. If a cell leader cannot do it, then sub-district leader should do it. If they can't, then district leader should be able to do it. You should check whether there are mentally ill people, or those, if there are people who are controlled by Satan. If the cell leader cannot manage them, then they ask for help of the sub-district or district leaders. So that, you know, all cell should be evangelized, believe in God. If they cannot do it, then you may call parish pastor or great grand pastor. In 2010, I hope all your family be evangelized. It's your duty, your district, sub-district, and cell leaders' duty, okay? You can do it. Father God's power consists in your deeds, actions. Just praying cannot bring down strength. You have to accomplish sanctification. You have to be sanctified. You should fervently pray and receive strength and come to Holy Spirit. Then power will come to you. The revival will be easy. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become life and faith in our hearts. Father, all the cell leaders, sub-district leaders, and district leaders gave devotional service with all their heart, spirit, and soul. Father, please open the gate of heaven and give a blessing upon them, Father. Father, bless all branch churches around the world. And give them strength. Let them come to Spirit and Holy Spirit all the more quickly by giving fervent prayers, by dying daily. By making our Lord back to life again. Please help us so that all the branch churches can experience revival as well as in this church. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hand on sick part of your body or infirmities of your body. And receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Father God, Father, bless all the people who receive this prayer. Lay your hands on all GCN TV viewers, Mammin TV viewers, ministers, servants of God around the world, and branch church members around the world, and those who sent their prayer requests along with their pictures. Please lay your hands on them. Please lay your hands on them, and please work on them. Lay Simpson Noble requests a prayer. He's been having unbearable pain in his stomach and severe back pain from some damaged vertebrae. Father, please burn all diseases and pain. May the light come. All pains go away. But please let him become healthy. Whatever he eats, let him become healthy. All diseases be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, please make him healthy, Father. Pastor Seung-gil Ryu is going to lead handkerchief prayer meeting on 24th of this month. And Pastor Dr. Esther Chung will become the speaker of the 16th anniversary on 28th. let many people come to the anniversary service, and many sick people be healed and bless their anniversary service. Let them experience greater revival. Pastor Dokikuni Miyako requested prayer for the handkerchief prayer meeting on 27th. Father, please be with them. Let many sick people come and let them be healed when they receive prayer. Nagoya Manmin Church, let it revive. Pastor Aoki Hisanao requested prayer for the handkerchief prayer meeting, which will be held on 23rd. Father, please be with them. Let their many sick people come and let them receive healing works when they receive the handkerchief prayer. Bless this pastor. Give him strength. From France, Missionary Daeung Kang requests prayer for the handkerchief prayer meeting, which will be held on 22nd. But please be with him. Most high power creation. Pastor Nina Susilova requests prayer so that she can receive permission of sanctuary from the government. Dr. Boris Stashuk requests prayer so that he can receive the strength of the Holy Spirit and preach the gospel of sanctification and to be used as a man who can help Russian people and for his daughter to live in the Lord. Father, please give him faith and make all his dreams be accomplished. Father, lay your hands on all people here, from head to toes and every intestines and organs and nerve system. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them become healthy in spirit and in body. Let them see well. Let them hear well. Give them good eyesight. And all earache go away. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, high diabetes, go away. Let their blood pressure become normal. All the terminal cancers, go away. Lung diseases, go away. Stomachache, heartache, kidney disease, go away. All the herniated disc, back pain, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, all the young people, bless them and let them not fall down. Protect them, Father. Even if they fall, please help them so that they will not hurt their bones. Give them peace for this week. Let them be full of peace. But please protect them next week. Thank you. Bless their transportation, church bus, and let the driver not make mistake. Let them receive blessing when they come in or come out. And protect their children and students. Let them study well, Father. Father, please let them receive whatever they sow, or much more than that. For this week and next week, let them have peace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.